Paul, are you happy with the way your team kind of fought through kind of pretty grindy game tonight?
Good to get to the third period and be able to get it back on track. You got to have, you know, this one was circled on the calendar right from the start of the year with the style of game that the Carolina plays. And I don't know that I thought we moved the puck exactly as unusually as we did through two periods, but even with all of that being maybe hard to watch, the structure in the end net front was pretty good, so we didn't give up a whole heck of a lot there, and we were pretty good in the third. But, you know, from where we were a week ago to where we are now in terms of handling that on the bench, and everybody knew they were off. You could feel it in the morning skate. You know, they're dragging themselves around, and they knew it's going to be that kind of game, but they stuck with it. Like, they stayed in it, and they did find a way to get better, and that's a really good sign.
Top line kind of came through again.
Right.
That's what you want them to do. What's clicking so well?
When they move in the offensive zone, all three of those guys, I don't know, maybe there's a faster line in the NHL, I don't know that there is, but all three of those guys skate so exceptionally well. When they get rolling around behind the net, they're hard to handle. But I also thought that Brian's line through the first two was probably our best line. You know, they had Brian played a really, really strong game. So as tough as it was, they were good enough, you know, and some nights you just got to find a way to be good enough.
Another good outing for Connor.
Another solid game for him, yeah. I mean, he had some good saves and tight. His rebound control has been really solid.
Did you like what you saw from Dustin? I don't know if it was his first shift or second, but he broke up a two-on-one with a really nice play. And is that evidence of a buy-in there?
Yeah, I thought that in the third period especially, he kind of changed the way that game felt with a few hits. Right, it changed the way they attack his side of the ice. He got on the body and ended plays. And then that's why we ran him as hard as we did in the third, because he had his game going, probably, you know, a little fresher than the rest of those guys. But he's a big, strong man. And his game was completely under control tonight. And he was, I felt he really changed the game in the third period on the back end. The defensive part of our game, he made it look different.